Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 17 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of Barbecue City Guide, where I talk to a barbecue expert about where to go if you have 1 or 2 days in a specific city, I talk to the barbecue expert himself, Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor for Texas Monthly Magazine. We talk specifically about Dallas because there's a lot of territory to cover in Dallas. And this one is just phenomenal. We go joint by joint by joint. And he describes the specific items he loves, the items to get. We talk about barbecue joints that I'd never heard of or that were kind of off my radar, or maybe I'd just heard them in passing, but I didn't know much about them. You now will learn about those. And if you're not hungry by the end of this episode, you've had a huge meal, because I was starving after like halfway through. Daniel even told me at one point, he said, I'm hungry. And he was going to, because he was describing a specific joint, he talks about wanting to go to that one that day. You're going to love this. It's so detailed, and Daniel's just great. He's obviously a wealth of knowledge. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. I'll be adding 2 or 3s every week. Take a look at my archive. There's a lot of great, great interviews with people that are super interesting and involved with the barbecue world. I also have a YouTube channel. It's YouTube/Kevin's BBQ Joints, where you can see other content as well as a YouTube interview covering this exact same topic. Thanks so much. Enjoy. Well, good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you doing today? Well, how's your morning so far? It's pretty early for both of us.
Oh, not too bad. Dropped the kids off at school, got a cup of coffee. I'm fine.
Nice, nice. Well, as I mentioned, I'm doing a kind of a barbecue city guide, and yeah. I wanted to do, if you have a day in a city or you have a couple days, like a weekend, or just a few days, where would you recommend people go? And I think we'll focus for you on Dallas, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, in Dallas, I mean, if you're going to do a weekend, I would say you should definitely come on a weekend, because our best barbecue joint in the area is Cadillac Barbecue. Gotcha. Cadillac Barbecue is only open on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, they open up and do a whole hog.
Oh, yeah. So,
Eastern North Carolina style whole hog. They've got a whole hog cooker, just like they've got over in Eastern North Carolina. And his whole hog is great. Now, Thursday and Friday, don't feel like you're going to be missing out, because the brisket there, the pork ribs, he does all his own sausages. All these things are fantastic. The lines are long. They open at 10:30. If you're choosing between a Thursday and Friday, I would definitely choose a Thursday if you're looking for a little bit shorter line. If you get in line around 9 o'clock, they generally open the doors around 10:15 if they're ready to go. So it's not that long of a wait.
I've heard they're pretty efficient. Is that true?
Yeah, they are efficient, and there's a lot of big groups that come in there too. So you have one person ordering for a large group, so the line tends to move pretty quickly, and they have 2 cutters going as well.
Nice.
So
okay,
so the line doesn't get bogged down with those big orders. I mean, the other great one is Pecan Lodge. They're down in Deep Ellum. They've been long notorious for their long lines and the trough. The trough is a big platter of every meat that they smoke. So it's got sausage, beef ribs, brisket, pulled pork, pork ribs. I mean, it's got it all on there. And the great thing about it is you can kind of skip the long line if you go get the trough, because you can order that from what they call the express line. And so if you're ordering 5 pounds of meat or more, which that includes the trough, then you get to skip that line.
So do you jump into that express line, or is that something you call in ahead? Or?
Yeah, you got to jump into that express line. Okay. So, I mean, the other other secret thing is to just hop up at the bar. If there's a seat open at the bar and you're like dining alone, you can just place an order for food right at the bar.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So just if there's an open seat at the bar, just have a seat, get yourself a beer. They've got a few good ones on draft, and and order straight from there.
Well, that's nice if you're in town like for business or something. That's awesome.
Yeah, if you're in town alone and you don't think you can eat a trough by yourself, which I don't recommend, because it's like 5 pounds of meat. But my favorite cut that they've got there is the beef rib.
Okay.
So if you're getting the trough or not, make sure you end up with a beef rib at Pecan Lodge.
Okay, cool.
One of my favorites that's just like every day, any day, right in Dallas is Slow Bone.
Slow Bone.
It's they're never open for dinner, but they're always open for lunch every day, 7 days a week.
Well, that's nice.
And they've got unlike most Texas barbecue joints, they have an incredible array of very well-made sides. They also have great barbecue to go along with it, and the best fried chicken in the city.
Really?
It's phenomenal stuff. So they smoke the water that they use to brine the chicken.
Okay.
Brine that chicken, and then they fry the chicken. My favorite play there is to just go get a 2-meat plate with fried chicken and pork ribs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff, and don't skip the cornbread pudding.
And is Slow Bone a lineup kind of a standard, or is it a table
service? Yeah, Slow Bone is a standard. You know, it's really the way to serve barbecue in Dallas, which is the it's like the cafeteria style line, mm-hmm. where and this is very common in the old school joints in Dallas, like Big Al's Barbecue or Mike Anderson's Barbecue. It's the place where you grab your tray. You give your order to the meat cutter, and then you slide your tray on down the line, and you pick your sides. You know, you at a lot of these places, you scoop them up yourself. You pick your you pick up how much sauce you want, or whether you want no sauce, your pickles, your onions. And then at a lot of these places, you end up at the very end with the opportunity to get some free soft serve ice cream. So Backcountry Barbecue is another one of these places. So they're the places that maybe you don't read about all that often. They are, you know, they're the classics, the standards, the ones that have been doing it this way for a long, long time.
And that's nice, because that's something like if people wanted to see the history of Dallas barbecue, they would be going to those places. Are there any other places that kind of fall under that umbrella of historical barbecue?
Yeah, well, I mean, two of our oldest barbecue joints are what have become chains. So Sonny Bryan's Barbecue, the original Sonny Bryan's down on Inwood. They've got the old school desks, and it's still in the same tiny building that opened in the 50s. They've got they're well known for their chopped brisket sandwich and their onion rings. The onion rings are massive. I also really like the Frito pie there
cool.
because you really get to drown it in barbecue sauce. And I know you often hear that Texas barbecue is not about the sauce, but Sonny Bryan's makes a fantastic barbecue sauce. And it's also the only barbecue joint that I know of in Texas that is open 24/7. So any day you can go into the original Sonny Bryan's and get yourself some barbecue.
That's with the little school desk, that one?
It's in a medical district, so there's lots of hospitals around. Okay. There's and it's become popular with, of course, with law enforcement, with anybody who's out and about at all hours of the night.
Huh. That's cool. Is there any other barbecue place in the United States that's 24 hours?
I'm sure there are some out there, but yeah, I can't think of it now. Certainly none with the sort of history that Sonny Bryan's has.
For sure.
I mean, the other place with a long history in Dallas, if you go to the corner of Central Expressway and Henderson Avenue, is the original Dickies. The very first Dickies barbecue is right there.
Okay.
I'd love to tell you that it's better than all the other Dickies, but it's pretty much what you'd expect from any Dickies barbecue. Big yellow cup. So yeah, that's
and they have they like you said, they do have soft serve ice cream.
They do have soft serve ice cream.
The one out here in Woodland Hills does too.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in any of these places, you know, the great thing about Dallas is that, and usually anywhere you are in East Texas, is most barbecue joints are going to have a stuffed baked potato as an option, right? And so if you're roped into a dubious barbecue joint, you're not quite sure what you're in for, is this a good place or not, that's always a safe bet. As long as the potato itself is well cooked, it's going to have sour cream and butter and bacon and cheese and scallions and chopped barbecue on top with plenty of sauce. So no matter how good the barbecue is, it's pretty well hidden within the stuffed baked potato. So that's always a safe option.
Yeah, that's true. And it's filling.
Yeah. Now, some of the old school places that I really, really like, one of them is Max Barbecue.
Okay.
It's, it's a second generation place. Billy McDonald runs it. It's in, it's right outside of the Deep Ellum neighborhood. The tough thing about it is only open Monday through Friday for lunch, and that's it. I mean, it's very much for your business lunch, or business lunch. I mean, it's very much for like the working man's lunch.
Uh-huh.
But Billy's right there cutting everything for everyone. I love getting a chopped beef sandwich there with sausage on it. His sauce is fantastic. It's a very simple sauce, a little Worcestershire heavy, not too sweet, not too acidic. It's a nice balanced sauce. And he does a fantastic pork ribs as well.
Are these people making a lot of people making their own sausage in Dallas?
There's not a ton of people that are making their own sausage in Dallas. Of course, Cadillac Barbecue is, and Pecan Lodge is. Lockhart Smokehouse, they're not making their own sausage, but they're getting it from the family. So Lockhart Smokehouse, the folks who run it are related to the Kreitz Market family in Lockhart, Texas, and so they get all the sausage from Kreitz Market. So if you're in Dallas and you're dying for a link of that Kreitz Market sausage, you can just go to Lockhart Smokehouse.
And the classic kind of U-shaped.
Yes, the U-shaped link, beef, a little bit of pork, black pepper, salt, a little cayenne. So they have a location in the Bishop Arts neighborhood, and they also have another location up in Plano.
Okay.
So you can get at Lockhart Smokehouse a couple different ways. As far as sausage, man, I'm trying to think. 18th and Vine, they make a good sausage, but I mean 18th and Vine is, that would be my choice if you're going to go. If you're looking for a place for dinner, now they serve lunch, but it's a great place to satisfy a lot of folks for dinner. So they have a few fancier, more elevated entree plates that feature smoked meats. You can also just get straight up barbecue there for dinner. They bill themselves as a Kansas City style joint, but they have good brisket, so it's not really all that Kansas style.
No.
One of the things that they specialize in is they do burnt ends. I think their burnt ends are better than any of the burnt ends I've had in Kansas City. They're
Wow.
spectacular. Burnt ends and fried okra. I mean, right there, you're gonna end up happy.
And that's unique to Texas. You're not getting a lot, not many places, even I don't know any really places that have burnt ends plus the
Yeah,
okra.
exactly.
That's kind of nice to that's actually a cool little tip. And that you're
Yeah.
open for dinner. I was gonna transition to places that are open for dinner.
We got a few more that are really focused on lunch,
Oh,
and
cool. Okay.
one of them that I love is Hardeman's Barbecue.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
So there's three Hardeman's Barbecues. It's one of the oldest families in barbecue. None of the individual locations are all that old right now, but the Hardeman family has been part of Dallas barbecue since the 40s. And there's three locations. The location at Keyston Hampton is my favorite, and I love their pork ribs. And their pork ribs and their sauce are ridiculously good. But the reason that I love to go there is that they've always got some other soul food special. So I went in the other day and I got they had oxtails, which I've had before. Their oxtails are great. And I got smothered pork chops. Man, smothered pork chops, smothered squash, cabbage, yams, greens. They've got all your Texas barbecue standards, but then also having all those side options or even those plate special lunch special options. It's one of the it's certainly a place that's going to be a crowd pleaser. You can take people there who don't love barbecue and still end up making them happy.
And was that place get pretty crowded?
There's a lot of to go. There's a lot of to go plates that come from there, so there's a lot of just walk in, walk out traffic. So the dining room is never all that full.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a nice, easy place to hop in.
Well, that's nice. No, nice. That's a great tip.
Yeah. Well, and I certainly don't want to leave out any of our Texas Monthly top 50 barbecue joints. So
Sure.
we've got some over in Fort Worth, which I know you'll get to in another episode with Heim Barbecue and Barbecue on the Brazos. But in Dallas, of course, we covered Cadillac Barbecue. We covered Pecan Lodge. A little bit further out from the center of Dallas, we got Top Five Barbecue in DeSoto. When you walk in, they always say, "It's a smoking good day."
That's funny. Like a
Yeah, I mean,
sushi bar.
everybody's gonna feel welcome when they walk into Top
Can
Five
you talk a
Barbecue.
little bit about that? Because I think a lot of people don't, even myself, don't really know much about them.
Yeah, well, it's in a strip mall in South Dallas, south of Dallas in DeSoto. So it just doesn't look all that impressive. But then you walk in and you see they've got a wood-fired smoker there, and it smells like great barbecue. You've got the great hospitality. They do some fun stuff. Like they make their own tortilla chips, and so they do these barbecue nachos.
Okay.
And so they make their own tortilla chips, fry them up, and then they pour some of their barbecue rub on them, and then cover those in cheese and barbecue and all that good stuff. I really like their ribs. They do some good brisket too. Yeah, it's a fun place, and they also they all of their sides are homemade as well. So
That's awesome.
you'll eat well there. So that's south of Dallas. North of Dallas, you get up to McKinney, Texas, to Hutchins Barbecue. Hutchins is it's one of those few places that is open for lunch and dinner. And the real rarity at Hutchins is the fact that no matter when you walk through that door, the brisket is going to be fresh and it's
Oh.
going to be great. Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're not going to be serving the morning's brisket. They're pulling off briskets like once every couple of hours
That's
all throughout
smart.
the day. And if you go on the weekend, you can get my favorite thing at Hutchins, which is they get these giant jalapenos and they stuff them with cheese, with like about a quarter pound of smoked brisket, it feels like, in each one, wrap it in bacon, coat it in their sweet barbecue sauce, smoke it, and then finish it off on the grill to crisp up the bacon. They call them Texas Twinkies. I mean, you get two of those and it's a meal,
Oh yeah.
but they're only available on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So, man, it's good stuff. And then, let's see, in Waxahachie, right outside of Dallas, as well as Harris Barbecue.
Okay.
Harris Barbecue, they've got great pulled pork and ribs. My favorite thing there, though, is to get the brisket sandwich, the sliced brisket sandwich. And they, instead of a bun, they will give you the option of getting it on Texas toast. So, you get two buttered pieces of Texas toast, nice fatty sliced brisket in the middle, some pickles and onions. They've got a good sauce. It's a nice package of barbecue there.
That
Yeah.
sounds
Yeah, so lots of good options there. And then right outside of Dallas, I mean, it's a first ring suburb in Garland, is Meshack's Barbecue. Meshack's is, I mean, it is what people think of when they think of a barbecue shack.
Okay.
It's a tiny place off the side of the road. They've got a haphazard wood pile of pecan wood all up right beside where the smoker is. There's no indoor dining. There's a few picnic tables. It's all to go, and you order just straight from a window. There's no cover. There's like it's a gravel parking lot that probably could maybe use a bulldozer going through. But man, they've got great ribs, great chopped beef sandwich, and they're great folks as well. It's one of those places. Man, I'm making myself hungry now. I haven't been to Meshack's.
Yeah.
It's been too long since I've been to Meshack's. I might head over there for lunch today.
And how long, how far, like how far is that from the city?
I mean, I live in Dallas, and I'm kind of on the east side of Dallas, and it's only 20 minutes from me,
Okay.
15 minutes from me. So, I mean, we're not talking like a long haul here.
Yeah. Would you recommend if you're going to Dallas to have a car to, you need to get a car to get around, right? You can't just
If
Uber and
you want to go around like on a true eating tour of Texas barbecue in Dallas, you'll need a car. But between like Max Barbecue, Pecan Lodge, and Slowbone, I mean, all those are close enough that you could theoretically, I mean, you could walk between Max and Pecan Lodge, and then you could just take a car over to Slowbone
Okay, so
and
that's doable.
nice tasting. Yeah, but I mean, if you really want to do some real exploration, you're gonna need to get a car.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, while you're over in Garland, if you want to grab a beer too, there's a brewery there called Intrinsic Brewery,
Okay.
and they brew all their own beer. And it's a brewery, duh. And then they smoke meat as well. So you can get, I love their Frito pie, their barbecue Frito pie, along with one of their more, they have some acidic beers as well, some slightly sour beers, which I think goes really well with
Oh, it
barbecue.
does. Yeah, sours do. So that's cool. So
Yes.
that, so they're just kind of doing it on the side with their brewing.
Yeah, exactly. But there are plenty of people who go in just for the barbecue, and they don't end up with a beer at all.
Oh, wow.
I guess when you have to go into an office every day,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frowned upon to come back after with a couple
Not
of.
everyone could do like the scotch or the beer during lunchtime and get back to,
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anything about that though.
yeah. I have a good friend that used to do that all the time. And like everybody else would be having like iced teas, and he's like, "I'll take a scotch." And everybody's like, "What?"
Yes, exactly.
I'm like,
Well, you
"Come
were asking about dinner as
on."
well and scotch. A place to go get a good drink and to get dinner is Smoke. There's Smoke's been around for a while. They have quite a few items on their dinner menu that aren't barbecue, but as the name implies, they've got plenty of barbecue as well. My favorite thing that they have on the menu is the smoked rib. They have a giant beef short rib. They also have some good smoked pork chops, and the ribs are good too. So, and the drinks, the cocktails there are fantastic. So, and you can also finish off with some, it's like a tequila key lime pie.
Ah, that's
Yeah,
awesome.
it's
Who's
good
the
stuff.
chef there? Is that does that
That's
John,
Tim Byers.
Tim?
Tim
Okay.
Byers is the chef there. Yes. Yes, indeed. He's got a few good restaurants around town, but that's the one that features the barbecue.
And what is it, Tisar or Tassar?
Tzar.
Kezar, is he in Dallas? Is that where?
John Tzar is in Dallas, yeah, but he doesn't really have any barbecue on the
It's a
menu. He
steakhouse, right?
does. He's got a great steakhouse, a lot of good dry aged steaks. My favorite burger in Dallas is there, the Ozersky burger, which is just good old American beef, about a 1/3 pound patty, well seared, a lot of salt, American cheese, and a thin slice of onion. And on a white bun,
It's an
that's it.
homage to
Yes.
the
To
man,
Josh
to
Ozersky, yeah.
Josh, yeah, the man, yeah.
To his ideal burger. I almost forgot as far as a dinner option. I know we're bouncing around back and
That's
forth here,
okay.
but
That's kind of how these have
y'all
gone.
fast forward here. Ferris Wheeler's Backyard and
Oh,
Barbecue. It's a place in Dallas, and it is called Ferris Wheelers for a reason. There is a Ferris wheel in the back. And on the weekends, it is operable.
I didn't
Now,
know
you can't get sloshed and jump on the Ferris wheel. There's a rule against that, but you can have a nice drink out on the patio, get a good tray of barbecue there. Don't miss their fried okra. If they have burnt ends on the menu, definitely get those. But on the evenings, on weekends, they do have the Ferris wheel running. If you want to chance it and hop up on a Ferris wheel and get a different view of Dallas.
Have you chanced it?
No, I don't want to have the possible embarrassment of, sir, you're over the weight limit. Yeah, I mean more. The bigger reason is the fact that I would, if I was there in the evenings, I'd be there with my kids, and they definitely want to go on it, and I would definitely not want to watch them ride
Yes, that fear that well that's so that, and they're pretty new, right? They're
Yeah, they
relatively
are
new.
new. Yeah, Doug Pickering, he does the cooking over there, and yeah, they haven't been around for a year yet, but they're making some good stuff. And you know, over let's see. Two other ones that are really close to one another that you could easily visit side by side that are in the Cedars neighborhood just south of downtown. You have Off the Bone. Off the Bone, they do great ribs and brisket, but my favorite thing there is the side of fried corn. So they take a full cob of fresh sweet corn and dump it in the fryer. They take it out, squeeze lime over top of it, and put some of their barbecue rub on top.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It's just, it's ridiculous. And then right next to it is Baby Back Shack. And Baby Back Shack, they bill themselves as like Memphis style. So you can get things that you can't get anywhere else in Dallas, like Cornish hen. Skip the brisket there. It's just not good. But the Cornish hen, they do smoked bologna, and they do some good ribs as well.
Wow. So it's like cozy corner in Dallas, kind of, or
Cozy Corner-esque, yeah, but
esque.
funny enough, Baby Back Shack does not serve baby back ribs. They serve St. Louis style ribs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But the greatest thing there is that you can get as a side item, you can get their smoked boudin. Like, that's considered a side. So you can go in and get like a 4-meat plate with 2 sides of boudin.
Oh, that's
And you can
unusual and awesome.
Yeah, I mean you feed a family of four off of that right there. But you should definitely get the other sides, the shack beans, Shack beans are good stuff.
Cool. Awesome.
And I'm excited to get Smokey John's barbecue back too. They had a bad fire in October, and they're still working to get things rebuilt and reopened. But once
Okay.
they do open, it's definitely worth checking out. So before you come to Dallas, check and make sure if Smokey John's is back open
Cool.
from their fire.
I'll put links to all this. I'm gonna have a companion blog piece. Are we missing anything else?
I think the only other one we missed that I really do like is it's right near the airport. So if you are flying into DFW airport and you only have maybe you have a long layover, or maybe you just got to get to some barbecue right away, is Meet You Anywhere Barbecue.
Okay.
It's in Grapevine. They have a second location in Trophy Club, but the one in Grapevine is really close to the airport. And I mean, the barbecue there's hardly a bad thing on the menu, but the brisket, smoked turkey, and if you get there early, they do breakfast tacos as well.
Nice.
So don't think that you only can stop by at lunch and dinner time. And the they do smoked fillet as well, tenderloin, beef tenderloin.
Oh, really? That's unique.
So yeah, if you're there on Friday and Saturday, get some smoked tenderloin. Good stuff.
Wow, there's all these ones that like that's massive. There's what a great amount of options that you have in Dallas, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like Dallas,
It's shocking. Yeah, when
we
you
haven't
said that was
we haven't even got into the Fort Worth side of things. Dallas and Fort Worth, it's enormous. I mean, it's hard to fathom just how big it is until you start driving around trying to hit all these places. But it's so big, and there's so many great ones. And I work for Texas Monthly. Of course, the top 50 we think is gospel, but that's only 50 barbecue joints. And if you're going to limit yourself to just those 50, you're missing out on a lot of great barbecue. It's Dallas is definitely a place worth coming to explore, and be open-minded. And you can also get a huge variety of great barbecue here as well.
That's so great. Now, this is kind of a stupid question, but at DFW at the airport, are there any good options at all if someone's stuck for an hour and they can't get out or something?
It's all airport barbecue. There is a Salt Lick barbecue in the airport, in Terminal A. I've had a decent chopped beef sandwich there, and I've had a really awful chopped beef sandwich there, which was more the texture of shredded wheat before you put the milk on. And then Cousins Barbecue. So Cousins Barbecue, they used to be in Terminal D. They moved to a new location in Terminal B. So if you're in Terminal B, there's a brand new Cousins. They've got a bar, and they've got a full menu of barbecue there.
What's the place that you took a photo of once that had the copper pipe, the co copper
That was
conduit?
Q Barbecue in the George Bush Airport, International Airport in Houston.
Okay. Well,
Yes.
that's for
That
another day.
right now, that airport in Houston is the only airport that I know of that they're actually smoking barbecue on site. So I can't say that anybody in DFW is doing the same,
Okay.
unfortunately.
That's unique. That to itself, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to wrap it up, say you've had your fill of barbecue. Are there any other, but you still are craving smoked meats? Are there any places to get pastrami, corned beef that you could recommend? Or maybe I know we talked about John Tissar's place, but like, is there any other place that like for a really good steak, so they want to finish off the night with an amazing steak?
Yeah, well, I mean, Knife, John Tizar's place is fantastic. There's let's see where else to finish off the evening. Man, you're throwing me for a loop here. I didn't
I know I didn't prep you for this.
gasp in my opinion about anything but barbecue. But let's see. I mean, if I'm gonna go for dinner, if I've had a long day of eating barbecue, I'm probably not gonna go to a steakhouse for dinner.
I'd imagine. I know that's
I
pushing
mean,
it.
I'm gonna want tacos, and Dallas is a great city for tacos. We've got a great taco deli here. It's one of the locations that they have locations all over the state, but we've got one two here in Dallas. So I enjoy taco deli. Urban Taco though is where I'd probably send you for dinner. They've
Okay.
got great drinks, and they have pork al pastor, and they cook it on the big trompo. They make their own tortillas. Everything about that place is great. If you get the pork al pastor, you can get it a la tuma,
Okay.
and that means that they put cheese right down on the flat top, put a fresh jalapeno slice on top of that cheese, and then they put the tortilla on top of that.
Oh.
And then they stuff the tortilla with everything that comes in the pork al pastor or taco, and then kind of fold it up so your outside edge is the crispy cheese.
Oh, that blows me away right there. Okay, that's what that tip
Ridiculous.
alone makes me so
Yeah.
excited. Excellent.
And as fate would have it, I forgot one of my favorite new barbecue joints in
Oh,
town.
cool. Okay.
And so another one of those places is a little far out of town. It's about a 30-minute drive from downtown. And that is Smoke Sessions Barbecue in Fate, Texas.
Okay.
Right now they're open for lunch, and they will have food for dinner. You can't always guarantee that they're going to have the full menu for dinner, but they have some of the best brisket of any new barbecue joint in town. It's really great stuff.
Nice. Awesome. So, have we missed anything? Is there anything that you
Of
could?
course we did.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you're gonna
I think I
email me
listed
right
like
after.
38 barbecue joints here. Of course we missed something, so I apologize to whatever barbecue joint owner I might have missed, but that's certainly going to keep you from getting hungry in Dallas right there.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you for your time. And again, it's a wealth of knowledge. I appreciate everything you do, and I'm sure everyone who's watching this appreciates what you do. And I thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week. And if you think of anything that you've missed, just email me and I'll try to put it either in the show notes or at least in the intro if I can do it before.
All right, excellent.
All right, have a good one.
It was great talking to you.
Yeah, great talking to you as always.